Now, several years ago, the industrial park in its infant days approached the county in supporting their efforts. And one of their pitches was that at some point as the park grew and we drew in major companies coming in and paying lots of taxes, that has actually happened, and it's still growing. It's still growing at a phenomenal pace, and my hat's off to Mr. Gilman for that. So part of that, part of what was sold to us was that someday that we would probably be able to lower our tax rates, our property tax rates, to all the residents of Story County. During my campaign for this seat, I promised to bring this long-forgotten issue to the table, and shortly after I was elected, Commissioner Gilman put it on the agenda, and it was on the agenda a few times, but it kind of fell on deaf ears over time. Though we're not collecting taxes from Tesla, we are getting some from Switch. Their abatements weren't as heavy as Tesla's. And then we've got several more companies moving in constantly all the time. We've got all these contractors. You know, if you look at the reports month after month, there's 25 or more per committee meeting, I think, as far as contractors signing up, and they're paying for their business licenses. So, and then we got these companies still moving in. We got a couple hotels moving in. There's a truck stop in the works. And, you know, not everybody, in fact, mostly none of the other businesses out there got the kind of abatements that Tesla got, and not even what Switch got. So, we have to put money aside for new mandated voting machines, body cameras, and within about a year and a half, we have to replace our aging ASA 400 county computer system to speak up. That's going to be dead within 2 years anyway. So, but we're currently looking at having with our current budget, we're currently looking at having $7.4 million projected ending fund balance in the general fund for the next fiscal year. So I think it's time we move on my campaign promise, and that is, with the support of my fellow commissioners, I now insist and demand we address this immediately, and should be no excuses for this not to happen now. Whether it is 10 or 30 cents per $100 assessed value of your property, this needs to happen. We are in a position to make it happen now. So government, you know, it seems like government knows how to take your money, but they have a hard time figuring out how to give it back. This is a great opportunity. Yeah, wait for a second. So I see this as a great opportunity for Story County to again take the lead in Nevada's future. And who knows, maybe nationwide. So I don't want to wait till next fiscal year. I want it to happen now. And I think it can happen very shortly. So with, again, no excuses, Mr. Whitten and Mr. Gallagher, I want you to take care of this now. Let's get it done. I'd like to hear what the impact is going to be at our next meeting.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, just a quick aside here. Mr. McGuffey, I thank you so much for bringing this to the attention of the floor. And And I will just tell you that on behalf of the residents of Story County, we've been talking about this for a long time, and you have my 100% report or support on this. 100%.
Okay.
Thank you for doing this.
I'll recommend to Mr. McGuffey that you have this agendized.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why I asked for Mr. Gallagher.
Well, I know,
Mr.
but Whitman, I think you need to do that through
the next meeting.
I know, but I think you need to do through that agendized item because. It wasn't agendized for this meeting. But point taken. Anything else?